Welcome to Tea for Lunch, a weekly show powered by Arcade.
Each week, we'll serve you the top stories we're following in the world of celebrity entertainment, social media, and tech in 15 minutes or less. You can catch the show live on Instagram every Thursday at around 12:30 Mountain Standard Time, or you can catch the replay on all podcast providers and YouTube every Friday. We're excited to be here with you today. We're your hosts. I'm Mitzi.
And I'm Mike.
Yeah, we haven't been on the show for a while together.
I know. It's nice to be back.
It is. You've been podcasting a lot these days. Well, today.
Yeah, it's true. We did this locality one a few weeks ago. And mm-hmm. then this morning, yeah, I was on with Al from Middle. It was mm-hmm. pretty fun talking about middle housing. But feels good to be on Tea for Lunch again.
Yeah, it feels like home base.
In honor of this, we kind of like unconsciously coordinated our outfits.
I didn't realize it was so matchy, but...
Just got the long sleeve white.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's snowing.
Which is not the vibe. I'm so over it. I'm so done with snow.
Yeah, I think it's just like a recurring kind of sick joke at this point.
I know, it's like a nightmare.
Yeah. Have you seen the memes of people being like, spring, just put up a fight or whatever?
Yes, it's amazing.
Just actually like, try.
Fight back.
Yeah,
but you know what? Back. I was thinking about how we need moisture because at least in Calgary, it gets so dry in the summer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have like a ton of like smoke and fires this summer. So that
Good
is
point.
The only thing that is making me see the silver lining to all this. But I'm very ready to be done with winter.
And the silver lining for me is that we're going to Hawaii in exactly 3 weeks from today.
Ugh, couldn't come sooner.
So if it's snowing, then all y'all suckers can enjoy it.
It doesn't feel real. Like to be warm on a beach.
Like 30 degrees would be crazy.
30 degrees is a little too hot for me.
Yeah, you run hot for sure. You need like a balmy 22.5.
Yeah,
You like a 23 in the house, but 22 outside.
No, like 25 is like...
Yeah.
That's vacation.
Right. It's nice. I cannot wait.
And a nice breeze, a little humidity, not too much.
We always like to do early morning walks too, down by the water, just because it's like a 4-hour time difference. So 9 o'clock here is like 5 a.m. there. So we get up before it gets really hot. We all take the family out, do a nice long walk, get a coffee.
Yeah.
It's like breezy.
Reminds me, I need to do some shopping. I feel like I need a few hats.
I got lots of hats.
I know, you have so many hats.
You want
but
a couple?
I want a different kind of hat.
Like what? Like a bucket hat?
No, like a...
Like a hipster hat?
No, like a vacation sun hat. Like a...
Like
protect
a cowboy
my
hat?
Face.
Cowboy Carter
Maybe.
Beach hat.
Maybe Cowboy Carter. I'm a cowgirl now.
That's true.
Watch out.
We're going to get into that for sure. What else is going on? March Madness.
Yep.
I've actually been watching more of the women's side this year than the men's, which is a first for me.
Yeah, we watched
That's
as a family with the LSU game.
Yeah, our daughter, her favorite color is purple. So she immediately latched onto the LSU Tigers, which just happened to be the defending champs.
Yeah, and I don't think this is a story, but that game was a matchup between Angel Reese and Caitlin, what did I say last
name? Caitlin Clark.
Clark, yeah. Who are like just like all stars on their respected teams. And they also played together in the finals last year. And I've been seeing all of these like post-game interviews of Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark after the game. And I guess the narrative is that like Angel Reese is like the villain. And Angel Reese was talking about like, I don't mind being the villain, which I think is so amazing. It's so badass. Like, I don't mind. And then I saw that her teammates were also in a press conference and they were like defending her.
Yeah.
And they're like, all y'all like, don't touch her.
And even Caitlin Clark has defended her. Like, all of those athletes talk a big game and they trash talk with each other a little bit and stuff like that. So... Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's getting villainized, but she doesn't need to.
No, the most interesting thing to me about sport is everything that happens off the court or off the field. Like all the like post-game interviews and like the trades and all that stuff. Because I saw that like Angel Reese isn't going to go back to LSU next year. She's going to go into the draft for the WNBA, which is also so interesting.
Yeah, because they don't make a lot of money in the WNBA. But she was saying she's always wanted to go pro. And this is the... kind of the pinnacle.
Yeah. And
she wants to change the league.
They're both such good teams and such good players. And I'm excited that like, I hope that
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark. Keep forgetting. Caitlin Clark will go all the way and get like the championship title. And then I hope that next year she also enters a draft. Then they can both be in the WNBA and be kind of like against each other, but they're like equally titled.
Yeah. Odds are she'll enter the draft as well. And which would be cool. She was offered, I think, $5 million from Ice Cube to be part of the big three.
Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Like I don't know. Rapper?
Yeah.
And actor?
He's involved in women's basketball somehow.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I saw that Jason Sudeikis is like a big like fan of, I don't know what
Caitlin
team.
Clark, yeah. Caitlin I think Iowa.
He had like a hoodie on.
I wonder if he
like,
went there.
Oh, I wonder. He has a hoodie on and on the back it says everyone's watching women's sports.
Nice. You yeah, that game that. That game had record viewership. I think it was 12 or 13
million. It got more views than the NBA finals.
Crazy.
Which is 7 games, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming they're basing it on like per game viewership.
I love that our sports talk is extending beyond the NFL season.
Yeah, you're just truly a diversified athlete fan.
I'm layered. I have different sides to me. I'm not just a pretty face.
Yeah, you're like a diamond.
Stop.
You have facets.
Let's jump into our first section.
The sip.
The sip. This is your weekly rundown of the top stories happening in social media that you need to know. First up, in TikTok news, the U.S. senators are pushing to declassify TikTok intelligence briefings about the TikTok ban. Facebook now lets you pin up to 3 reels. And Facebook also now lets you edit reels metadata and select a custom audience for the comments section, which is really interesting. Instagram has added the ability for users to mention a specific photo or video in a carousel post comment. And many more things are happening, but those are the top ones that we're watching.
Interesting.
What's interesting to you?
Editing the Reels metadata and selecting a custom audience for comments is interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's giving Fediverse vibes, like whatever that is, but it's giving that.
Why?
Because it doesn't...
Whatever that is.
Okay, I'm going to butcher this. But
we need to do some content around what the Fediverse is.
I know. To my best understanding... I think that the Fediverse is just like an alternative server of some sort that like only allows content to exist in that server and only reach certain people who are connected to that server.
There's multiple servers that can connect to the Fediverse. So like Mastodon is like an OG and then now Threads can also connect to the Fediverse. So people on... that are on other platforms like Metadon could see, if you choose to opt in and you're on Threads, someone on Mastodon could see a thread that you posted.
But like in layman's terms, like that basically means you can create content that only reaches people who've opted in to that side of connected internet.
People have to opt in, but it means that if you post a thread and you have opted in, more people than just the people that are on Threads or just the people that follow you on Threads can see your content.
It's like
people
separate
on other
internets.
Platforms can
it's
see
like
it.
As if it's as if Disney. So say Disney was one like what's the term for like the Fediverse?
Say Disney is the Fediverse?
Yeah, and then there's something happening on Hulu, but you need to subscribe to Hulu to see that content. You need to subscribe to Disney to see that content. So then.
If those would be like separate
sharing
servers.
Something on, Disney, only people on Disney can see that. So it's kind of like how it's happening on
but
content.
But if Disney and Hulu were part of the Fediverse, then technically you could get Disney content from your Hulu account.
Right, but right now they're separate.
Right.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of how like on Reddit there's subreddits.
But
they're
Reddit
all part of Reddit.
Is still all, connected.
And all of the subreddits are kind of like self-managed. They have their own like community guidelines and policies. Mm-hmm. And similarly with the Fediverse... someone's community on Mastodon could have different policies and be more like self-governed compared to what the policies are on Threads.
Mm.
But you could still see each other, see content on from both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
We're going to learn.
Yeah. The other thing that I think is really interesting about these stories is that the TikTok ban news, like I know that's been like ruminating and there's lots of people who are pushing forward for it. And I really think it's interesting and I hope that this actually happens that these senators are pushing to declassify some of these briefings because up until now, everyone assumes that the reason why, I mean, it's obviously connected to national security, but they don't think that senators or lawmakers have any right to ban TikTok and like limit freedom of speech. But I think until they show their reasons why and they're really transparent about it, then that will like help inform the public as to why this is an issue. Because right now it feels like, oh, these U.S. senators, they don't know what they're doing. And they're just trying to exert more control and to have more ownership over these social platforms when it sounds like there's actual valid like security issues.
It may be. But the other thing that could happen too is that maybe the public ends up holding these senators accountable a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Because if they actually don't know what they're talking about and there actually isn't security risks and the briefings are publicized and declassified, then people that actually know what all that stuff means might be able to actually do some fact-checking.
Right. So they need to like give it to the people and like let them hold them accountable.
Give the people the power.
Yeah, like power show to the receipts. Show us what's happening here.
Yeah, we want to know.
Yeah, so I hope that happens.
Should I get into the first story here?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this week was April Fool's, and it has looking back at some of the brands that really got in hot water from their pranks. Also, I just have to say that April Fool's is like the new Black Friday in the sense that it's like getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
Like we saw, I think, more than ever, brands like starting their April Fool's joke on like March 26th or March 27th to like build up towards the real prank.
I know. It's
to
so
make it feel more
thirsty.
Real. Just like how Black Friday isn't just Friday now. It's like a week of sales.
It's a sign of the times. Like people are so thirsty for attention. It's so hard to get it with your evergreen content. So they're looking for any opportunity to like make a splash and get attention.
It also just shows me how many brands are actually bad at being funny.
Oh my, yes, for sure.
Yeah. Anyways.
So many.
So in the past, there's been some brands that have really gotten in hot water for their pranks. The first one example that we pulled was Tesla in 2018 when Elon took to Twitter to say that his automobile company was totally bankrupt. And it was an April Fool's joke, but stocks plummeted.
You know what's funny? I think it was the same year that he also tweeted that he was joining Disney as the head of DEI.
Wow.
And everyone's like,
that's
a terrible joke.
I thought he tweeted that this year, but maybe he just brought it back.
No, it must have been this year. I knew one year he did it.
That was hilarious, actually. This one's really funny. In 2001, a Hooters restaurant in Florida, of course it was in Florida, promised the server with the most beer sales a Toyota, but it was actually a Toy Yoda. And the winner quit after that and sued the company for breach of contract.
That's a good move. I honestly would have done the same.
I know. I feel like we would have like...
You think it's so funny?
In our naivety,
Hooters?
You would have quit and sued?
For sure.
I thought you were saying that we would have like played that joke.
No, I would never play that joke.
I feel like it's a dad joke.
It's so lame.
And someone would just do it like naively and then it would just end up being the worst thing they ever did.
Someone thought that was such a funny prank.
Yeah, like they could not wait to reveal that it was just a toy Yoda.
It's a toy Yoda.
Yeah.
Like,
there was a time in 2016 when Google announced a fake new Gmail feature called a mic drop as an animation you could use to end a thread on email. And unfortunately, the graphic started appearing on emails unintentionally and caused a lot of trouble.
This is low-key such a great feature. Like, I wish we had these.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't need to invite more conversation on this topic.
A more low-key way would be kind of like in Instagram DMs when you can just double tap to like the message. Like, that's the best way to end a conversation.
Totally. 100%.
To not actually reply, but just to like the message.
Acknowledge.
And then leave the chat.
Moving on.
You know?
Okay, what would be the corporate like lingo equivalent of a mic drop feature in business like terms? Like, I think it'd be something like, thanks for bringing this to my attention. I appreciate, I don't know. Let me think. It'd be like, I look forward to...
It'd have to be snarkier than that. Like implying that this is like useless.
Right. I look forward to moving on. But without saying that. There's got to be a corporate way to say
it. Got to work on that copy.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something. Is there anything else here? No, that's it. So this year, surely brands knew better. But no, they actually didn't. A lot of the pranks fell a bit more in the cringy category. X announced DMs would now be public, which just feels obvious to me.
Yeah.
If people are losing their sleep over that, then... They got their head in the sand. Oreo announced they'd be selling the cookie and the cream separately from now on, which I actually think is kind of good.
I feel like there's a market for that.
I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Duolingo announced Duolingo on Ice, kind of lame. And always, as always, a lot of companies announce new weird food flavors.
Yeah, I think I love the weird food flavors because it shows like how creative you can be and how well do you like know what people would think is weird. Like I saw, I think it was 7-Eleven announced a drink that was hot dog flavored. And then there was like another.
Yo, if that was hot, I would sip that for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's some like people are broth, like, no, can this broth. Be real? Like, so I'm a big like April Fool's prank hater. But I actually kind of like it this year. I'm like, let's be crazy. And what's your version of like crazy? Show me how unhinged you can get. And it's fun to like judge people on like, is that unhinged? Is this not? Like, I kind of wish we carried that energy outside of April Fool's.
That is very surprising to me because you are very trusting. You've always hated when people fool you or play a joke on you.
No, because like, I'm just so, like, I'm so gullible. Like, I believe, which reminds me, I think we should tell the people when you tried to prank me.
Yeah, so when we were dating. Like,
no,
when,
we weren't dating.
Before we were dating.
You were feeling me.
I had a joke that I would tell a lot of people that my middle name was Danger because my last name is Payne and it just like fit nice, you know.
So Mike Danger Payne.
And most people wouldn't believe me and I'd have to like work to convince them. But I told her that my middle name was Danger and kind of like gave her this look and she was like, oh, cool. And just like moved on with her life.
I was like, wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah. Next. And then I felt so weird because she just believed me and now I had to like walk it back and tell her that it wasn't true. And
yeah, it was like a week later you like confessed.
No, it was like an hour later, no, I was like, yo, not the same I have to day. Fess up with you.
Because it felt kind of awkward that you brought it up. You had to bring it up later and say like, oh, by the way,
seems like you're...
remember when I told you my middle name was Danger? That's not true. It's not Danger. It's actually Todd. And I was like, oh.
Well, you're going to just tell everyone my middle name for real?
Oh, is that private?
Well, not anymore. Michael T. Payne, let's go.
Yeah. And then I was kind of like, oh, why did you say it was Danger? You're like, because I thought
yeah, you just made
funny.
Me feel terrible about it.
But wasn't that an important lesson for you to learn?
No. I was just trying to make a
pranks
joke.
Pranks don't really work for me.
Yeah, like, sure. An important lesson.
Anyways, I feel like this is the one year that I'm kind of like warming up to it. And I actually like looked forward to like, what are these crazy things that these brands are going to do?
I don't look forward to it.
No.
It's always a letdown. Like I find myself scrolling Instagram and just seeing something that looks like is real. And then I read it and then I'm like, oh yeah, it's still April 1st. This is stupid.
Yep.
It's not real. I just wasted my time.
Totally. Well, one thing that was not a prank was that Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Carter, is available to the world and the internet is not okay. And honestly, I'm not okay.
No, you're
it
not.
Has changed me. The country western album is the 8th studio album by Beyonce and is the second installment in her trilogy project following Renaissance One. The album starts with a clear message from Beyonce. People need to stop telling her who she is, period. In the first song, American Requiem, she sings, I used to say I spoke to country and the rejection came, said I wasn't country enough. And if that ain't country, tell me what it is. They don't know how hard I had to fight for this. Obviously, the reviews are positive because the album is iconic. And yeah, it's time we give Beyonce the respect she deserves.
Are country radio stations playing her music now?
I don't know.
Because initially they kind of
well, she's like number
revolted.
She's gotten like placed in like the top charts, whatever that means.
For country?
For country.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. So she's doing amazing. It's such a good album. I've listened to it on
many
repeat.
Times. We've listened I've to like, it well, because you've listened to it.
Right, and I'm doing a service to our family.
Yes.
Educating them.
Thank you. No, I actually have enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Yeah, you decide for us that we're listening to it over and
absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have to make decisions for our family around these
executive
things.
Executive decisions.
I'm happy to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's been a great album. I'm really excited about it. I really hope she goes on tour.
I'm excited that Post Malone's on it.
Post Malone.
He's in a bit of a country era himself.
I think it's so interesting. Yeah, he's about to release a country album.
Yeah.
She has two or three types of features on her album. One is like country legends, which is like Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. The other layer is like people have been rejected by the country industry, which is Miley Cyrus and Post Malone. And then she has the third layer of features, which is like upcoming Black country artists, which is really cool to see. And it's so like, there's all these reaction videos of these country artists listening to the song for the first time. And for many of them, it's their first ever like musical collaboration of their musical career.
With Beyonce.
And it's with Beyonce. Like imagine that. Like,
yeah, that's a come up for sure.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And it's the cool thing too is that it's also amplifying streaming for those artists. Like, they're getting also charted because Beyonce is bringing so much like awareness to these amazing artists. So I love to see it.
I love to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, next story.
Next to it.
This is kind of back onto the April Fool's wave a little bit, but this one's not a joke. What seemed to be a prank, because they dropped it on April 1st, by Velveeta Cheese, has turned out to be an actual new product. So they announced their new product on the 1st, and they're known for their brightly colored cheese. But for this, they actually released a new hair dye, which is the kind of like bright gold or bright yellow color of their cheese products. And they did it in collaboration with Julia Fox. So the bright yellow or orange hair dye is called Velveeta Gold and is apparently a celebration of what they call La Dolce Velveeta lifestyle. They say they tapped the ultimate muse, and they're referring to Julia Fox for the campaign. And she was actually seen with the hair color at the March 31st Knicks game. So it's a semi-permanent hair dye. It's currently available only on Amazon. And it's $7.50, which just happens to be the same cost of the Velveeta cheese loaf. And it's only available for a limited time.
I love this.
Are you going to try the color?
No, obviously I'm not going to try the color, but I am so glad this exists. This to me feels like an April Fool's prank gone right. Like, it's like prank level. It's crazy level. It's like unhinged level. And they're taking it all the way and like letting it exist for the internet. I think it's amazing. And the fact that they partnered with Julia Fox is so perfect for this. And I saw photos of Julia Fox with it, and it actually low-key kind of looks good on her.
What I like about it is that it's like, it feels like an April Fool's joke, but what they did with it was they made something that they could actually sell and make money off of. Mm-hmm. So it's almost this like joint joke or stunt with like kind of like the appeal of Black Friday and like buying something because it's the limited time availability. So there's urgency that they've created. So it's almost like it's a great way to step in further through that portal of like, this feels like a joke, but you can still pay for it.
Yeah, Velveeta's like stunting on everyone because they took it all the way and actually made the product. And I feel like people are going to buy it. Like it's semi-permanent hair dye. It's not crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm all over it. Love it. Anything that partners with Julia Fox too, I'm like, I kind of love this.
She's a meme.
In the best way.
Yeah. Good for brands.
She's the internet's...
Brand friendly.
Yeah, she's internet very brand friendly. It's funny that she's brand friendly because in some ways she's not. But in so many ways she is.
For something like this, she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that we've wet your palate...
Go eat something more substantial.
Thanks for joining us.